Alrighty, everyone, I am taking a break today from working on my Corvair to work on my other Corvair. Don't ask me why I have two Corvairs. I ask myself that every day. While my other Corvair is on a Chevy S10 frame with a engine in the front, this Corvair is basically all original with the engine still in the rear. It's my restoration project that's taken significantly longer than what it was supposed to. We are actually almost done. Literally 99.99% of this car has been wet sanded, buffed, and polished. We just need to do a swirl remover, and then we are going to ceramic coat it. Unfortunately, this being my first restoration, I've learned a lot of what to do and what not to do. And unfortunately, there is a few areas that I did sand through the paint, and that's the worst thing in the world, I know. One of them is right here. Actually, this got a slight chip, and then you can see some of the primer coming through there. The other one is down here. It's really hard to see. This is my dad's airbrush. I got all my paint here, followed the mixing instructions, and we got this right here. So I think we're just about done. As you can tell, it's very clearly very visible, but it still needs to be sanded and polished and buffed. I'm probably not going to sand it, honestly. I'm probably just going to hand buff it very carefully. And then the one down here might get a touch-up coat now that I see that. The camera makes the Hugger Orange look very brown, but I can assure you that it is Hugger Orange. There was a few other places I touched up, like right here on the door, and then the bolts for the door mechanism I just kind of touched up. But other than that, I'm pretty happy with it. I know there's going to be professionals in the comments who are going to tell me that I'm a worthless piece of crap and that I did it wrong and some other stuff, I guess, instead of offering actual advice, but I'm pretty happy with it, and I know that when I give this about a week to dry and cure, I'm going to hand buff it, and it's going to look totally fine, and you're not even going to be able to notice it. So even on camera right here, like, you can see it, but it's really not that bad. So I'm pretty happy with that. So I'm calling the painting officially done on this car. Now we can do the swirl remover, ceramic coat it, and start assembling it. So if this content is something that interests you, consider dropping a follow and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Lucky 13 Speedworks.